When I was a boy, I worked in a drugstore. Had a bicycle, you know, and I'd ride all over that part of Fort Worth. One day, when I was in the drugstore, I found a $5 bill on the floor. It was just lying there. And I was no fool. I knew what a $5 bill was worth. It was worth about twice as much or three times as much as it is now. So I picked it up and put it in my pocket. The next day, I heard the druggist's wife, Mrs. Goolsby, say to her husband, "I was $5 short in the cash register. I wonder what happened to that $5. And you know, immediately I wished I'd never heard her say that. But being no fool, I didn't say anything. We moved away from Fort Worth in a few years, lived in Minnesota for a while, moved to Nebraska, lived in Nebraska for a while. But you know, there was something about that $5 I just couldn't forget. Maybe some of you know what I'm talking about. Things like that have a way of hanging in the mind. And one day I got on my knees and I said, "God, if you ever give me a chance, I'll take that $5 back." I didn't know if Goolsby still owned that drugstore or not. I didn't know anything about it. You know, it was a couple days later that we got a letter from my brother saying that he was going to get married. And about 4 days after I'd made that decision, my parents said, "We're going to Texas to your brother's wedding." And we were going to Fort Worth. My parents didn't know anything about this. They didn't know that I'd taken the $5. But I went into my room and I thought it over and I said, "Man, this is terrible. I told God that I'd pay that $5 back if I ever had a chance, and look what happens to me. They're taking me back to Fort Worth now, just like they knew what I'd bargained with God." So when we went to Texas, I had money in my pocket. When we got to Fort Worth, I went by Goolsby's and they were still there. And I went in and they were so happy to see me. I wish I'd been as happy to see them. I kind of hoped that they would have sold out and gone. And finally I got around to telling them about it. You know, they were so happy to have that $5. They weren't reticent at all to accept it. And I was happy to give it to them.